You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Star number three on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot joining us on our newsmaker hotline this morning. The last time there was a violent reduction, I should say reduction.
Significant, yeah.
In violent crime and homicides. Fred Bielfeld was the police commissioner, and the mayor was Sheila Dixon. And Madam Mayor joins us here on our hotline this morning. Madam Mayor, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us this morning. So you've released your comprehensive plan for public safety, and I did notice that you point out the study by the Police Foundation, there were 1,100 full-duty uniformed police officers and supervisors needed to respond to 911 calls, and you say as of right now there are 650, nearly 500 officers short. Madam Mayor, how do you plan to recruit, retain, and rebuild the BPD?
Well, first of all, we have to really begin to do an aggressive recruitment. But not only in recruiting, we have to look at how can we retain the current officers that we have, because we have officers that are leaving as quickly as we get officers in. Then we need to look at some creative ways of bringing back some of our senior retired officers to work with the younger officers that are on the beat out there in the communities. And then, you know, I still say this, we have to bring back the police, a cadet group, bring back the academy within our high school so we can begin to recruit locally. But if we don't have all of our officers, you know, on the same page, they don't understand what the plan is. They don't understand the need. And we have to bring folks from headquarters, put them back out in the street, to help in this crucial period. I mean, I was just listening on the line at the news about the recent carjacking. I mean, carjackings are out of control. We did not have carjackings back when we were trying to reduce crimes in the past. But again, this crime plan is about a partnership between the city and the citizens, and it's so crucial now to deal with public safety. People throughout our city are willing to give their leaders a chance based on not rhetoric, but stopping and preventing most violent crime. So we have to take a holistic approach. You know, we have to have a holistic perspective. We have to view public safety as a health issue, education issue, and economic issue. And we've got to address the root of the crime in our city. You know, lack of home ownership, limited access to quality jobs and education, and limited access to mental health resources. We have to work to stabilize our community.
Mayor Dixon, if I might, I'm sorry, a quick follow-up question. Let me take it from the other end of crime, that one of the problems that people from outside Baltimore have is coming into Baltimore, stopping at a random intersection, and being accosted by what I guess are called the squeegers. These are young men, some of them fully grown men, who come up to your car and they insist on squeegeeing your windows and do damage to your vehicle if you don't let them. Oh, tell me, how do you approach that?
First of all, they're impeding traffic. They have to go. Not only the squeegees, but the panhandlers. It's gotten out of control. We have to, and one of the ideas that I had, and I talked to some retired officers, I said, what if we bring you back on contract? Have you drive around in the city where we have not only squeegees but panhandlers, where we pick them up, not lock them up, but take them to a place where we assess what is your need? What are the needs that you have to get you off this corner? Is it a job? Is it training? Is it housing? But what are the needs? And look at bringing those resources within this facility to support those needs. I drive by all the time, and I challenge those young men. Some of them are high school kids. Some of them are adults. And the ones that are adults, I've been able to make reference, refer them to jobs. I mean, but we can't have them impeding traffic and being out there because people are afraid. Some are afraid.
If they don't take the counseling and they simply return to the same corner and begin to squeege again the next day, do you simply pick them up and take them back to counseling again?
They've got to get off the corners. and whatever it's going to take. Again, they're impeding traffic. Then we have to look at citations for them, you know, because of impeding traffic. But we just can't continue. But I think the message hasn't been sent clearly enough that they are not going to be out on that corner. I just think that folks said, well, we're figuring out what we need to do. Just let them stay there. But that's not acceptable. That's that, you know, and again, that's one piece of multiple things that has to happen. Kids that are truant and are not in school, we have to work with the schools to make sure that we get them back into the schools and the classroom.
That's a very good point, Madam Mayor, and it's about a 12 or 13-page crime-fighting plan, fairly comprehensive. Where can our listeners go to read it and find out more?
They can go to our website at dixonforbaltimore.com, and it addresses multiple ways in order to reduce the crime. You know, out of all the candidates that are running, my administration was the administration over 30 years that was able to not only reduce violent crime, but also deal with nuisance and quality of life, because that's what it's about. You know, we have the violent incidents that are happening, and then we have the quality of life things that are happening in our community. That's why we're creating a comprehensive plan per district where the command is going to work with community relations council, the residents and businesses to come up, sit down with those residents and businesses to look at what are those top areas that we need to focus on in your neighborhood that we need to address. Come up with a plan, look at what resources it takes, and then assess that plan every 3 to 6 months to make sure that we're on point. Because, you know, the thing about it is, even though we're going through these challenges, there's a disconnect. We have all the programs, all the resources in the city, not just through city government, but through our nonprofits and other entities, some that are very successful. But there's a disconnect, and people kind of working in little silos versus comprehensively working together.
Very good. Former Mayor Sheila Dixon, Comprehensive Plan for Public Safety. Thank you, Madam Mayor, for joining us this morning. And, of course, running for mayor again of Baltimore.